Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. If you're wondering about what you need to study in Germany, or just simply feel confused and overwhelmed by the amount of information available on what are the most important steps you need to take to prepare for studies in Germany, you're at the right place. Today with us is Laura, who is a cultural studies student at Leuphana. On top of that, Laura works part-time at the international office here in Lüneburg. And thanks to her job, she has some valuable insight into how the things operate there. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Let's start from hearing something about you.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. It's so nice to be here. And as you said, I'm Laura. I'm 20 years old and I study in my third semester of cultural studies here at Leuphana. And I also work at the international office as a student assistant. And my work there usually consists of helping the international students coming to Leuphana University with all different kind of things, but mostly it's formalities. And sometimes it's also uni-related questions. For example, I give people advice about which classes you can or cannot take. But this is just a very small part of my job. And I also do a lot of organizational work for the international office, for example, the language and orientation program, which takes place in September and March. So it always takes place in the month before a semester begins. And within this program, you have a very good chance to get to know the city of Lüneburg and to get to know our university. And you know, just to get a sense of how it is to study here, to get to know people, and, you know, I think you get what it's about. And within this program, as it says, it's a language and orientation program. We have a very intense German course, which is pretty good when you think about studying in Germany, to know a bit of German. So, yeah, taking part in the language and orientation program is definitely a big recommendation of mine to you, if you think of studying for one or two semesters in Lüneburg.
So what is international office exactly and how it operates?
Yeah, that's a very good question. The international office is divided into two parts, if you want to say so. There is the outgoing part and the part about the incomings, which we are talking about today, because the incoming part is all about people coming from somewhere else to study in Lüneburg at Leuphana University. And the main coordinator for all the international students in Lüneburg is Claudia Wölk, with who I also work a lot. And yeah, the international office is basically a place where all international students at Leuphana University can get help with, yeah, pretty much everything that is related to their stay abroad. So especially, as I also mentioned earlier, with your formalities, usually we deal with health insurance or the registration at the citizen's office here in Lüneburg, but can also get help with your residence permit if needed, of course. It's not something everyone needs when coming to Germany. Yeah, and apart from that, you can also get assistance with your search for accommodation, which can be challenging, but we're going to talk about that in another episode, I guess. Yeah, and that's about the international office. You can always write us an email, or you can also just come by during our consultation hours, which are Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 12:30. And there you can find someone who's going to help you with a big smile on their face, I guess.
Okay, but just the fact that the international office at Leuphana exists means that there must be a lot of international students choosing Germany as their study destination. Why do you think it's that?
Yeah, that's also a very good question. I think what's making Germany a pretty attractive place to study is, of course, the safety of the country. Many people feel very comfortable in Germany, which has many different reasons, but I'm just going to take it as, yeah, more or less a given fact. And apart from that, we also have the educational system, which is talked about in a very high manner. So I think that also is something that makes Germany very, very attractive to students. Yeah, and we have also pretty low tuition fees and, of course, the pretty international job market, which seems to promise you a bright future. And I think when people choose to go to study in Germany, that's a pretty good idea.
Yes, that's true. Okay, but you previously mentioned that international office is helping in providing intensive German courses.
Mm-hmm.
However, can you study in Germany without actually speaking German?
Mm-hmm. So, as for Leuphana University in Lüneburg, I think it is very possible to do that, not only because we have many international students anyways, or because all the students basically speak English, but we also have many study programs that are taught in English fully, so there's no worries about not understanding certain things. And apart from that, for example, in Komplementärstudium, that's how it's called in German here.
Which means complementary studies, right?
Yes, right. Yeah, and there we have many courses at Leuphana that are also taught in English. So you can find English pretty much everywhere here at uni. And yeah, more information about all the details, the study programs I just mentioned, you can find on the website of the college or the graduate school.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. What other requirements other than just language are there to get a place at a German university?
You can find details about this, yeah, about the specific requirements for admission to the college or the graduate school on their websites. The Leuphana website is pretty big and you can find many information there. So what I also always recommend to our international students is to really get yourself to explore the website, because you can get pretty far with just exploring this website, because it's built up pretty nicely and it has all, yeah, pretty much all the information.
Yeah, and one more advice for international students trying to go for the website, very useful is to just search through the phrases that you find helpful for you through, mm-hmm, just, for example, Google search, because sometimes if you're feeling lost on the website, just typing the right words in just Google search is gonna help you. At least that's what helps me.
Maybe also to speak about the language requirements. I cannot pronounce this. Yeah, you must have an English language level at the upper intermediate level, which means B2 or higher, to enroll in an English language study program at Leuphana. So, for example, eBay. Yeah.
Yeah, which stands for International Business Administration and Entrepreneurship.
Yes. Yeah, and about the courses and programs taught in German, it's the same. You also need the language skill of the upper intermediate level, which also means B2 or higher.
Yeah. Okay, and what kind of deadlines are there?
Mm-hmm. So when you apply for studying at Leuphana, there is the deadline of the 15th of January for the summer semester. And however, we always advise our applicants to hand in their applications, let's say 6 weeks before the deadline, so that everything is safe and you don't have to stress out if your application made it in time or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, to sum it up, so far we know that we need a language proficiency proof, for example, certificate from IELTS, TOEFL, or Cambridge. However, There are a few more important things that should be considered before deciding to apply for studies in Germany, and that's what I want to discuss with you now. And what exactly are those?
That's a very good question, and I think it's very important to think about those before applying and thinking about coming to Germany. For example, there is a visa process which many of our students have to go through, not everyone, but many, as I said. And I think it's a pretty complicated topic to speak about here on this podcast. So I think it's better advice to tell you about the information at the Leuphana website or at the International's Office website. And apart from that, you can always write us an email or just come by at the International Office to get very good assistance in dealing with, yeah, for example, your visa process or your residence permit and things like that. So,
okay, so now we know that some of the students need to apply for visa and residence permit. Do you know if there are any other steps that are necessary to prepare yourself for studies in Germany?
Yes, there are some of them. For example, you need to have a valid passport, and you also need a proof of health insurance coverage in Germany. There is some formalities that are going into your stay in Germany or into the preparation of your stay in Germany. But as I already mentioned, you can always get help with that at the International Office. So it's way easier for you to deal with it.
Okay, so let's assume that you already get accepted to your university, and now you have arrived to Germany. What steps you should be prepared for?
Mm-hmm. It is very important to keep in mind that you have to register at your citizen's office. You do that by taking your ID or your passport, and also a certificate from your landlord, which proves that you live in Germany, to register. And yeah, that's one of the most important things, I guess, to keep in mind for that.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any other advice for prospective international students coming to Germany?
Yes. I would like to advise you to come to Germany with a very open mind and to really take your time to get to know people, to network, to enjoy your time, especially if you decide to study at Leuphana. And yeah, I think that's the best advice I can give.
And yeah, cool. So to summarize a bit of what we talked about today, please bear in mind that when you want to prepare yourself for your studies abroad, start from choosing a study program that suits your interests, meets all the requirements, which do not only include good grades, translations of necessary documents like university entrance qualification, proof of extracurricular achievements for additional points, but also your language certificate. So if you don't have one, register for the accepted one like IELTS or TOEFL on time. After you get your acceptance letter, get your German student visa if you need one, which may require opening a blocked bank account. Get your German health insurance, find accommodation, what else? Register at the citizenship office and yeah, just enroll to start your unforgettable new journey. Okay, thank you so much, Laura, and
yeah, thank you so much.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leuphana.de, Spotify, and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.